Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's all one word here. 3 minutes past three in the afternoon. Thursday, the 22nd, I think it is. Is that right? It's the Thursday. 19, 20, 21. Yeah, 22. So Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2014. So, update. A pretty good night's sleep in the wigwam that we had last night, albeit that when we arrived at 1:15 in the morning, somebody was in our wigwam and invariably had taken our bedding. So we found another wigwam there that was open with no bedding in it whatsoever. So Dean and I just battened down the hatches and switched the heater on and fell asleep straight away. Got up about 8 o'clock this morning and got ready to go, had some scran. To cut a long story short, my heels were in bits, and as soon as we walked away from the wigwam place, got about 20 metres, and I said, I can't do this. So I had my dad pick me up and bring me to Hexham General Hospital to sort out my blisters. They were absolutely rancid. The Compeed that I'd put on had just turned to mush. They'd been absorbed. They'd obviously done the job, but they were just too small to deal with it. So I came to Hexham General Hospital. I've been here, probably three hours, something like that. But the staff have been brilliant. They've understood the fact that I wanted to carry on. And ultimately, we've had a bit of a change of plan. We're not going to do the extra bit from Wall's End to Whitley Bay. We're actually just going to go to Wall's End, providing that I can get my boots on and go. So the plan, as I say it at the minute, is we're either going to go from Harlow Hill and go about 7.5 miles down the road. Wrong. We're going to go from Harlow Hill to the Albatross. If we can, the Albatross Backpackers in the middle of Newcastle, or we're going to go, because that's well over halfway between Harlow Hill and Wall's End, or we're going to go from Harlow Hill to about halfway to Wall's End, stop, get public transport into Newcastle, and then tomorrow morning go back again and go back on ourselves. And it all depends how my heels hold out. So I've got special Burns dressings. I'm quite wary that I'm getting cold, so I haven't really eaten. I had a packet of crisps and a cup of coffee in the waiting room there. That's the only thing I could have with the money that I had in my pocket. So I'm quite wary that I'm probably hungry. And my calves are seizing up a bit, actually. So I'm just waiting on my dad coming to get me. And I need some Vaseline because chafing in my groin is just... That's nearly flipping rubbed all the skin off as well, the chafing. So whilst it's quite a dire situation, and I feel really bad, I feel embarrassed that it's come to this, but you know, all in the planning, and this would definitely not have happened if I was wearing my Salomon boots from day one. I can categorically say that. I've got a couple of other blisters, but they're tiny and I've sorted those out. Dean has sorted a couple of blisters out. He seems to be all right, and I really don't want to let him down. I feel gutted that I'm not going to do the 100 miles. The idea was that we'd make it up to 100 miles because it's a nice, easy number. But we kind of both said at the same time, mutually agreed that, look, we're here to do Hadrian's Wall. Let's do Hadrian's Wall if we can. And I did say to Dean before there, when my dad picked us up from the Northside Farm, a wigwam place, that he could carry on and go into Newcastle. So there's time yet to do it. I just need to get home and see if I can get my boots on and walk with them. I've been prescribed, and I have in my pocket some antibiotics, and they gave me some paracetamol and codeine in the hospital, which actually knocked me for six. I couldn't stay awake. I'm still feeling a bit woozy now, to be honest. So she says, yeah, it looks as though it's infected, because the open wound and about a centimetre and a half all the way around it is very, very hot indeed. You can still feel the heat through the dressings. So I'm very wary of that. But she says, you know, you'll be all right with the antibiotics. So four tablets a day for a week, and they should be squared away. But the blisters themselves they're obviously not blisters anymore, because the skin, you know, I cut the majority of the skin away, but the wound, so to speak, the open wound, had increased in size by about a centimetre on all sides, on both heels. So anyway, that's the situation at the minute. So plan of attack is go home. I definitely need some Vaseline in my groin, because the flipping chafing is probably close to borderline bleeding. So top tip, make sure you've got the right underwear, which I have, but you know, we were going for flipping 12, 13, 14, 50, we were walking for 15 hours yesterday. Go home, try and get my boots on, see how that goes, and then go back to heading on the wall, and either go all the way to the Albatross backpackers place in the centre of Newcastle, or go about 7.5-8 miles down the road to a place that I kind of visually worked out is halfway, and then get transport into Newcastle, and then tomorrow either continue or go back and redo a couple of miles, because I'm determined that we do all of the route. Okay, here's Dad now, and so we'll speak to you soon. Take care.